Okay, you are listening to the English programme, broadcasting from Liverpool, and listen to this about a submarine. Yes, after 2 years' development and 2 weeks of racing, engineering students from the University of Warwick were awarded second in UK and fourth place overall at the European International Submarine Race, the EISR event. It was in Gosport in Hampshire. The team of Warwick engineering students raced a human-powered submarine around an underwater course measuring 175 metres. This one-man craft was piloted by a student in scuba gear, lying down and pedalling to drive rear propellers while steering via a joystick at the front. Speed and agility were crucial, as any interactions with course markers incurred penalties. The sub with the fewest penalties and fastest time won. The competition itself is recognised globally as an opportunity for some of the best students from a host of universities to demonstrate their knowledge and passion for engineering. Students are required to work as a team, applying the skills learned on their course to a practical application. The culmination of the project in the UK is a week-long event where teams are assessed on a variety of criteria, following the completion of a straight line and slalom courses. The overall winner is determined on the basis of design, manufacture, performance, and lessons learned. Awards also include those for speed, agility, innovation, and presentation. Warwick Submarine team leader James Fairbairn said this: "Leading Warwick into the 2014 EISR has been the highlight of my degree. The challenges and experiences in the build process, combined with the collaborative spirit, good-natured competition, and friendships and networking made at the event itself have been priceless. I look forward to following and assisting future generations of Warwick Submarine in their endeavours." Dr. Ian Chursley, I do hope I got that name correct, apologies if I didn't, Principal Teaching Fellow at WMG, said this: "This year's submarine team have exceeded any expectations that we may have had for their performance as first-time entrants at the EISR competition in Gosport. I was delighted that each of the team achieved a first-class grade for their group project. Furthermore, the experience is not only producing a viable entry, but actually being competitive with institutions with a great deal more experience, institutional specialization, and resources has, I am pleased to see, been very enjoyable. I am very proud of the achievement." So there you go. The Warwick team gave exceptional performance there at the European International Submarine Race. They got second place in the UK and fourth overall at the European International Submarine Race, the EISR, and that was in Gosport in Hampshire. This is the English programme.